From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
The chamber has been advised of the death of the accused, Slobodan Milosevic. We express our regret at his passing. We also regret that his untimely death has deprived not only him, but indeed all interested parties of a judgment upon the allegations in the indictment. His death terminates these proceedings.
It was a very difficult case for the prosecution to persuade a jury that if Moussaoui hadn't lied, they would have stopped 9/11. Very difficult with the TSA witnesses. Without them, it appears to be almost impossible.
I felt like my heart had been ripped out. I felt like my husband had been killed again. I felt like the government has let me down one more time.
In the past 3 years, Iraqis have gone from living under a brutal tyrant to liberation, sovereignty, free elections, a constitutional referendum, and last December, elections for a fully constitutional government. By their courage, the Iraqi people have spoken and made their intentions clear. They want to live in a democracy and shape their own destiny.
It is now 3 years into the war, and we are fighting a growing insurgency. Even administration officials acknowledge that we've made little progress on the political, security, and reconstruction fronts. It didn't have to be this way, but the administration's dangerous incompetence has made the job harder. And now that Iraq is on the brink of a civil war, it is more important than ever to do it right.